sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up
to the earful.
Started off sexy, man.
we always are about a good start here at the Earful.
We
gotta always kick out the jam proper style. Yeah, man, that's the Avener, man.
The Avener.
Yeah, man, I never had heard of the Avener, but
nor I,
Tristan Cassera, known as the Avener. He's a French deep house and electro music producer, which obviously this is reeking of.
And I'm loving it.
I love it. Just driving beat.
And with that, everybody,
hey guys,
welcome to the Earful File Foomph.
Ooh, wow. We really worked hard coming up with this episodic number here, but Ty nailed
pretty
it.
Pretty good title. Come on.
Say it again.
File Foomph.
Fire Foomph.
File Foomph.
Look it up, man. That definitely means that this is the fifth installment of the Earful.
Indeed.
I can't believe we're
welcome
doing this all over
it.
Again. Thanks, guys.
Hooray.
So, what's new since I last saw you, which was like a couple seconds ago?
You know, I bedazzled some things while you weren't looking.
Looks good. The glasses look good, man.
You like that?
I remember on the Ono radio show you brought it up, and then we were all in bated breath to see if you'd still have them, and you still are rocking the bedazzled
I'm going to let it go.
Bro.
I'm letting it go.
All right. I'm digging it.
Your computer's bedazzled. Your toilet seat's bedazzled.
Oh, God.
Everything's bedazzled.
These microphones will be bedazzled. So, yeah. So, it looks like we both went digging this this past week because we got a really decent earful for this episode. I'm pretty excited.
How decent is it?
How decent is it?
Can't wait to find out, but I like what I see picked.
I'm excited, man.
Excited.
Let's kick out the jam here with our buddy Goldfrapp.
Pop it off with that gold frap, man.
Frap it up, frap it up.
Mm.
Yeah. Guilty gold frap fan.
Me too, totally. I was excited to see how the new album felt. And it feels pretty welcoming and nice and warm. I like it, man.
I like that analogy of it. It is warm and welcome. For a fiery redhead like Goldfrapp.
Right. She's kind of gorgeous.
Well, it's funny I say that, but they are an English electric duo from London. So it's the girl singer and the dude making the badass beats, Will Gregory. And the girl singer is Alison Goldfrapp.
The Goldfrapp.
Yeah, it's a good jam, man.
If you've never listened to Goldfrapp, you should go back do some digging on that too. Please do, but... I like this jam. I like this new album. Just released off Silver Eye.
Well, we can't wait anymore. Sorry, Goldfrapp. We do have to...
Thank you, Goldfrapp.
Need a snare hit with that. But yeah, moving on to a tie pick.
I'm a longtime fan of the Depeche.
I laughed when I saw it, but I was like, yeah, I do guilty pleasure.
Can't help it, man. There's something about Depeche Mode that is always fun to, you know, they're always going to put out an album. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's usually both.
But man, if they hung in there, man. I'm going to tip my hat to Depeche Mode on that.
This song is called Scum off their recent release, Spirit.
It's pretty sexy. Electric English sexy.
Been around since 1980. Yep.
Damn, before I popped out of my mom's vag.
Quite a while. Me too. I do dig it though. It's kind of dirty.
Dirty baby. You know what's crazy? When you think about a band like Depeche Mode that has literally been putting out albums since before we were born, is if you're a fan and you stick with this band, the freaking journey a band that's been together this long gives you. And they're, I mean, I'm not like a devout fan, but like any band that's been in it for a while, it's like, who could even imagine their evolution as a band? If, you know, or they've just been hawking out the same shit for years and years. Or it's ever evolving. I don't know. All right, we got to get hood here for a minute.
Okay, getting hood on me.
On the blade. I think niggas forgot who, you know, who gave.
Castleberry, Florida hood.
Uh-oh. I first taste cocaine in 10th
grade. Homie at the table chopping Rick James. Sucker for good hip hop, man. Yeah, this was Freddie Gibbs. This track is Alexis off of You Only Live Twice. 2017 album. I really dig it, man. It's like he's good wordsmith.
I think I saw him come across my feed a couple times, but I haven't gone into it yet. So I'm curious.
If you give it
the approval, I'll.
I did. It's I think his lyrics really speak. I think they're cool. They tell a story. His name's Frederick Tipton, and his stage name is Freddie Gibbs, but he's rapper from Gary, Indiana.
Oh, little town outside Chicago.
Are you familiar with that area?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
guys like Gary's this growing up in Gary. Yeah, I love that, man. You know, and again, anything like if it's well produced track with good lyrics, it's fucking A plus in my book, man.
All right.
And moving on. Tie pick. Oh, tie pick.
I kind of dig the name of these guys. I just recently came across them, but Vondelpark.
Yeah, I love it, dude. It's real. Like, I want to go on a picnic and listen to this.
Right? This song called California Analog Dream off a 2013 album called Seabed. But, another English indie pop duo.
Smooth tie.
They're a group. But, I dig it. It's all kind of chill, laid-back electronic escapes.
It's very good. Oh, those Londoners. Oh, yeah. Saucy. Turn this up.
Let it ride. His voice is pretty subtle, too. Like,
he's
like
chilling, though. He's holding back. Some children were conceived in this song. It's very sexy. No tie, too sexy.
No. It can never be too sexy.
Let's twang it up. I want it to sound like I'm under the boardwalk. Oh, plucky. Yeah, man, this is just straight alt, some alt indie, man. But I like these dudes. This is The Homesick, Saint Boniface, off of Youth Hunt, 2017 album. And they are an indie band from the Netherlands, because that's what those Netherlands people do. They hang out in the woods, and they get, like, indie vibes, and they play in the wilderness.
I hope they get high.
Oh, off of Life.
of everything. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I like how it chops it up. And then we're back into that.
I'm not going to say too sexy, but another good Tom pick, indeed.
Thank you, sir. And this is a, I'm not going to say a typical funky tie, but a goddamn good funky tie.
I can't help it.
That funk bone tie.
I can't help myself.
The name of
the
track is The Funk. That's how funky this song is.
The happy, sad funk.
Yeah, this is great tie.
So for the last couple weeks, I've been really jamming this band. They're called Carl Hector and the Malcoons.
Carl Hector and the Malcoons.
And they kind of, they traverse a little bit of a...
What is a Malcoon?
I really don't know what a Malcoon is or does, but...
Jams.
I mean, it's not all straight funk like this. They got a lot of Afro pop stuff.
It's good.
They got some jazzier stuff.
Yeah.
All the music in the band, though, is like faultless. They always come at it correct, and I love it. So if you guys get a second, go check out Carl Hector and the Malcoons. His whole discography is great, but this one was off of Can't Stand the Pleasure. My bad.
Hey, who can't stand the pleasure?
Can't stand it.
Oh, it's not pleasure. It's who can't stand the pressure.
The pressure. You know,
I mean,
pressure,
I can
pleasure.
Understand
I
that.
Can almost
sure.
Read.
I mean, two different things. I love that it, I mean, when I looked it up, it said it was krautrock, psychedelic, afrobeat, funk. What a fucking,
It does kind of
what
traverse
an amalgamation
of
different
yeah.
rhythms and styles, but you hear it in the music. It's great.
Good
fun. Gnarly find, bro. I really dug this album, man. Really dug it. Pleasant surprise.
You got me oohing already.
Yeah, it just takes you along for a little ride here.
I like a little country twang on it, just a little.
Yeah, that's exactly what this has. This whole album, if you listen to it, the album is Scott Hirsch. Track is Elevator Blue Rider off of Blue Rider Songs. It's a 2016 album. Oh, here we go. Here he's gonna solo now. Yeah.
It's making us white people nod our heads in here.
White people everywhere just felt that, like a tingle. But this
guitar? Ooh.
This dude, apparently, he's from a band called His Golden Messenger. Have you ever heard of that band? I don't know that band. But apparently this dude's like a producer for them, and he played bass, and this is his solo album, but it's... The album reeks of this country twang, but it's all this like cool, like this shit. It just, yeah, you won't be disappointed. If you like this track, this is what you're getting.
It's the vibe, yeah.
Feature, he's got a, you know,
like
feature.
It a lot, man.
Yeah, feature length album. Feature length.
Ooh, what's happening right now? What's happening?
Oh, man. I think what's happening is the next track is happening, Ty.
Do it.
This was a good jam, Ty.
Another, this one was a random, completely rando find, but.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
If you guys got some good speakers, turn it up.
Yeah, right now. Who dis?
This is Billion One. Track is called Good to You. And it's featuring Little Dragon, which I love Little Dragon. And I also... Is that on this episode, sir? I think I feature her later
I feel like
on.
You double dip on that Little
to,
Dragon train.
But
I've been
Little Dragon heavy lately.
yeah, you have been. I love it, though. It's so baller.
But yeah, this track totally...
And her voice, echoey like that, give it to me. More.
Album was Minerva. Came out in 2015, but yeah, good jam. It was a short album, but sexy.
God, is everything delicious on it like that?
Yes, sir, it is. It really is.
Let's go to New Orleans.
Oh! I need a beer.
Throw some beads at me, bruh.
Now you don't belong to me. You belong to someone else. Why should I keep loving you? When I know that you're not true. Why should I call out your name? When you're to blame for making me blue.
Good old Charlie Crockett. Yeah, man, what a fucking name, Charlie Crockett. I'm sure it's not his birth name, but...
Charlie Crockett.
This is Wasted Days and Wasted Nights off of In the Night, 2017 album. Charlie Crockett, raised by a blues singer, single mother in Dallas, and an uncle who introduced him to big brass sound of the French Quarter.
Yeah,
and you can obviously hear all of that in his track. But, you know, it's funny, I just came from NOLA recently, and it reeks of this feel, man. This is it. This dude did it. He, like, got it in a bottle and put it on an album. It's pretty
I've
good.
I've got a couple accordions. I've been meaning to get better at it. I got to repair them. They just need a little love.
We all need a Thai accordion solo in our life. So you need to get on that, sir.
I can
while
do
riding
it.
Your giant dog.
Totally do it. In the Swiss Alps.
When I know that you're not true.
Like the Charlie Crockett, though. All right, man.
Why should I call out your name when you're to blame for making me blue?
Here's Little Dragon.
And coming right back to her.
Dig up some more Little Dragon. Dude, I do love Little Dragon, though, man.
I really do. She just put out this album, and some of her last albums been a little too down-tempo and kind of not catching my attention the way I want it to. This album is kind of back in the driver's seat, I feel like. I dig it. This track's
great. That's a good way to put it, man. I mean, they've had better albums than this, but you're not going to be disappointed.
Did you listen to the album?
Yeah, I did. I jammed it this week, actually.
Not impressed? Totally? Yeah? I dug it, man.
I liked it, but like I said, I mean, I can pinpoint better. Like, I enjoyed other Little Dragon albums more.
Yeah, me too.
There are some solo tracks on here that are jamming.
I like this track a lot.
but always solid, dude. I mean, just her voice, the whole motif, man. They pull it off. You ever see them live?
I have, yeah.
It's a good show.
Dude, they played at Will's.
Ooh, that's sexy.
And it was amazing.
Will's isn't really sexy, but...
Or no, this it might have been the Social. But that was the Social.
All right, something we're going to talk about. I'm going to butt in here on Little Dragon, but we always do tell people here, when they listen to The Earful, what do we tell them, Ty?
We tell them, listen, we're doing a little bit of homework for you, but please, go forth, find this music, find it on Bandcamp, find it on iTunes, find it on Pandora, find it on Spotify, whatever you decide to use, do a little homework, and if you actually really like it, don't be afraid to support that artist, buy the album, buy some merch,
my friend.
Do what you will.
That's man. Pay it forward, man. I mean, everybody's working hard to make a dollar and keep going and make amazing music. And if we want it, we got to give back to the artist in any way we can. And if that's by listening to it, supporting them, just give them a little something.
That's how albums are made. That's how music continues. That's how we, you know.
That's how more episodes of The Earful happen, people.
Absolutely. And this magical
get lost in this
magical track. All right, we're not gonna talk. You gotta let this just happen.
Yeah, have it.
I live in a nameless town. No need to wander around. I live in a nameless town. In a blackout. Many friends have said goodbye. Hurried it out in one proud line. I see they all just lost their minds.
I could listen to that over and over again, as I have.
This album was a real sleeper.
Good way to put it.
It came out of nowhere. Nobody expected it.
Yep. And it's something that I literally only stumbled upon recently, and it's really good, man.
This is one of my favorite albums of last year.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's high on my list.
Hamilton Lothair.
Lighthouser.
And Rasta, man. This is In a Blackout. Oh, it's so beautiful, angelic at times.
I wish I could do it.
Roger Waters is just getting chills right now. It's very, it has this resonance of
right here,
some
man.
Pink
here
Floyd-ness.
Here it comes in. Here it comes in.
And I think if you listen to this album, you're in for a treat. It's a lot of this.
And if you're a fan of the Walkman, that's where he comes from.
That's right. Hamilton originally came from the Walkman, which is an awesome indie rock band. If you've never gotten into them, this is just a taste of it. Oh. It makes you want to be a cowboy, man.
I really love this song.
I really love this song, too.
This song has actually made me cry. I cried like a baby.
Turn it up right now on your speakers and start crying. Super good, dude.
Great
yeah, man.
Pick,
so,
Tom.
Yeah, well, dude,
that
I mean,
one
I think that was
jamming
in the, I think that
while,
was in the ether, and it just it popped out. And speaking of popping out, this track popped the frig out, Ty.
Oh.
Oh, Ty.
Tom, you're responsible for my love of this band, Calibro 35.
Calibro 35, dude. This is just sexy on so many sexy levels. I want to say, I feel like the Earful, we say sexy a lot.
I can't help it, man. Sexy is our adjective, all right? We're taking it.
I like that catchphrase, sexy is our adjective. This is damn good, man. This is, dude, Calibro, my buddy Clay hit me up to the Calibro train years ago, and they do not disappoint, man. They put out banger album after banger album. If you like this shit, you get this.
Yeah. And they really are. It's like amazing Italian, almost proggy car chase music.
Oh, dude, tell me about it, dude. And the crazy thing about these dudes is, like, if you look up their shit, like, they have a discography, and they literally have done soundtracks to movies exactly like what you're imagining in your brain.
And it's fantastic.
How fucking perfect is that? Well, dude,
this album, Space, that came out a couple years ago, 2015. Listen, you introduced me to them back in like 2005 or 6, probably, somewhere in there, 6,
okay,
7.
Fair enough.
And this album, to me, stepped up their sound. Like, they've always been amazing.
It's super tight.
This album
super,
kills
super tight,
me.
Yeah. No, man, this is good fucking taste, good choice, as always, Ty, with Calibro 35, dude, rounding off a spectacular episode of The Earful.
It's that time, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, once we get to this kind of point in the show, I'm sure all of you are like, oh yeah, they're going to do that thing, and Tom's going to say that thing, and then, that fucking noise comes out, and then they do that thing. Play the thing. Yeah, we do that thing, and it's that time. That's my jam! I'm gonna spin it with my toe.
Do it. Wizards a little toe.
Please don't be another worse Creed song. Nothing can be worse than that. Interesting. Best middle school slow dance jam.
Ooh, what kind of cheese do we got?
Man, I don't know, man. It takes me back to a special time. I mean, we all remember middle school, man. Middle school was the age of innocence, hiding erections. I don't know. Nirvana. Kurt Cobain died.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If for some reason, when I was chosen to make this decision, I thought, you know, this was the first thing that came to my mind.
So you secured the back and you secured...
Not these people talking, but this song.
Close your eyes, make
dude.
A wish.
Oh, man. I can feel it already. I'm dancing next to that chick. We're like uncomfortably close to each other. I'm sweating way too much.
Got the thumb on the undercarriage of boob.
Ooh, Ty. See? You had different kinds of moves, man. I wish I knew you. Unfortunately, this is Boys to Men, man. But this
there's
was,
plenty of babies made to that,
without a doubt, man. But this was, dude. When I was looking at the date on this, it was like 1994. Oh, for sure, man. This was out the door 94.
This was my middle school. Oh man, so this was my middle school dance song with my
this
girl,
was?
But it was also like our song. It was our song.
This song.
Not this song.
Your song
my
that you
song.
Chose.
Yes.
I want to say something funny. You want to play a...
I kind of hate it, too.
You want to play a cruel prank on somebody, and I've done this once. Go to a place that has a jukebox and put in about $5 worth of I'll Make Love to You and just walk out.
You could do that with touch tunes these days.
Ty, interesting choice. You do, huh?
Oh, I did.
You do, huh?
I did.
Ty... So Ty's pick was 98 Degrees right out the gate. I do.
Cherish you, girl.
Oh, Nick Lachey. Was this the song that made Jessica Simpson marry him?
Probably. I don't know. God.
So what did your girl and you, did you decide on this song together?
She decided and I had to be okay with
they
it.
They always decide. Yep. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. We all just want to get a
I just wanted to play metal and shit. She wouldn't have been cool with that.
Cool. Well, I think we're just going to go out to this. No, I'm just kidding.
You want
to
hold hands?
No, we can't. It's like the Creed. I start getting the douche chills. Those aren't even douche chills. Those are a different kind of chills.
It's a shudder.
I get some creepy Nick Lachey chills there. Well, my friend,
what you going to send us out on, man?
We
did another one.
We did another one. I'm so proud of us, Ty.
You know,
we're like overachieving right now.
We are a pod baby odds. Of the Oh No Radio show.
We
and
are.
And Tom, I would love it if you tie us into that because my memory's terrible.
That's fine. Yeah, we are. We are a pod baby. I like pod baby. That's a good way to put it. We are a offspring of the Oh No Radio show. We're bonus content. Oh No Radio show has been pumping out all the content. They do Oh No Wrestling.
Pumping.
They do Nobody Cares, Go Harder is a great show. I mean, we're all trying to make bonus content, put out fun stuff for people to listen to. We're kind of part of that voyage. Oh No Radio show itself airs Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. on mixlr.com/Oh No Radio show. It's an actual live show. And then that show is posted up on the www.ohnoradioshow.com.
You can also find all the podcasts on ohnoradioshow.com, I believe.
All of them. The archives, all you'll find.
Is that Podbean
slash? Yeah, yeah. And,
I'm sorry if I fucked that
up. No, it's just straight up. It's a straight up URL, www.ohnoradioshow.com,
yeah,
and you get it all. You get, there's a ton of stuff on there. You could spend a long time hearing these freaking annoying voices.
Indeed.
But yeah, we have a lot of fun doing this. If you're liking what we're doing, we appreciate feedback. If you want us to talk about maybe artists that you're listening to and you dig, yo, shoot us some stuff on the Oh No Radio Show group on Facebook.
Throw it in the group.
And we're going to do that, man. We're going to play it from the rafters. Now I have the tedious choice. I need to play us out.
Play it out, man.
Yeah, I like this. I like this jam. We're playing out to this. Ty, thank you, my friend. Let's ride out into the funky sunset together.
Love it, man.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and stay tuned for more Earful.
Let's keep doing this. This is fun.
I want to keep doing it, and we shall.
We shall indeed. Cheers, Tom. Cheers, people.
Ears, cheers.
Ears, cheers.
Later, later, peeps.
Enjoyed the music.
We're your ears. We're here to show you how we function. We hope you learn a lot and remember what you hear.